Good morning, everyone, and it's such a pleasure to be with you on this last day of our retreat. I've just so enjoyed being with you, and I know Robin has too. I'm very, very deeply and profoundly grateful for the beauty of your prayer and your lives and for this opportunity to create a communion. Also grateful to be able to be so connected to Catherine in this, and this retreat is really for her, as we've been holding her in our womb of compassion in this transition time that she's in that beautiful spaciousness between heaven and earth. And I'd like to just say then too, it seems just through prayer that especially because of the beautiful community that's been formed in Queensland around these retreats and all the other people who have so beautifully gathered with us as well, that Robin and I will offer a retreat in this format next June in memory of Catherine. So again, it will be for Catherine and with Catherine, wherever she is in terms of her journey into God. And of course, as we've said, we don't know how long that transition time will be. But nevertheless, we will give a retreat on Zoom. And the dates will be Monday, June the 13th, until Friday, June the 17th. So if you would not like to hear about it, just let Robin or myself know. Maybe Robin, that would be better, I think. So that we're just dealing with one person's much, then guidelines are clear. Please let Robin know. Otherwise, we'll send out details to you. We've got your mailing list from you having enrolled, and we'll send details out to you. So just let us know if you don't want to hear about it, please. Well, today is the Feast of the Sacred Heart. And one other little personal thing I'd like to say, it was that the Feast of the Sacred Heart was later in June when my father passed into the eternal, but my father passed into the eternal on the Feast of the Sacred Heart a couple of years ago. And as many of you know, I was giving the retreat at Mercy Place when I was called to his bedside. So I want to thank you from the depths of my heart for all the prayer and love that you gave me at that time. It was a very, very sacred time for me, and I had the great privilege of sitting with him then, because again, these transition times we just never know. But I sat with him for 16 days as he made his transition into God, and I saw He went through, of course, an enormous amount of pain and suffering. At the same time, he came to a deep, deep peace, and I saw him become luminous and had such a profound sense of him being in the luminous oneness of the Trinity as I sat with him. So I'm very mindful of him today, and I know he's with us as well on this beautiful Feast of the Sacred Heart. What I noticed about the 16 days I sat with him is that Julian's revelations have 16 showings, and it seemed to me that that was very much part of what we were going through at that time, a very, very sacred time in my life and in his life. So thank you for being part of it and for your love and prayers. I really felt that very deeply. So today we hold Catherine in the Sacred Heart, and we send all our love to her. And it's so timely that we might be with Beatrice Brutto today, and our theme is Oneness in the Absolute. And Beatrice has a beautiful prayer where she invites us to enter into the depths of the ground of the Sacred Heart, which I'd like to share with us now. So as we gather again, and of course we'll be with each other in the Sacred Heart, in the newest sphere, Beatrice invites us to become the beloved disciple in John's Gospel, who leans back into the heart of Jesus. And so I invite you to be that beloved disciple and feel yourself cuddled and enfolded within the arms of Jesus. And lean back deeper and deeper and deeper into the heart until we have a sense that our sacred heart, my sacred heart, and our sacred heart as a community is dissolving, melting into the heart of Jesus. So that our consciousness mingles in his consciousness. We lose our own consciousness. We just keep yielding, melting, surrendering. Until there's one sacred heart. One consciousness. Heart in heart. Love in love. One I. One Christic love. The heart of Jesus and our heart are one sacred heart. On this Feast of the Sacred Heart, we hold Catherine and all those who are suffering in our Sacred Heart, in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, in the Christic Heart. In our luminous oneness, in the heart of God. May our hearts overflow with compassion. May we be a true womb of compassion. Amen.